Well, good morning, everybody. Your Pope trivia of the week. I know y'all wait all week for it, and it is the fact that the longest reigning pope was Pope Peter, the very first pope of our church. We have 266 of them to date, and Pope Peter, the first one, was the longest. About 35 years he was pope. After him was Pope Pius IX in the 1800s, and he was pope for 31 years and 7 months, and following him was one that we're very familiar with, Pope John Paul II. He was pope for 26 years. Today we celebrate the feast day of the Holy Trinity. It is a day to consider God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We teach kids from the earliest age how to make the sign of the cross. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We celebrate today their oneness. Tri is three. Unity, unus is one. And so you combine these two Latin words, tri, the prefix tri for three, and unus, which is one, and you have 3-1. One plus one plus one equals one as Catholics. And so today I just wanted to reflect on two Greek words, henosis and kenosis. See how they rhyme? Isn't that convenient? Henosis is just that reality of union, of like a mystical union, the likes of which cannot be separated and or divided. And that is the Trinity, that there's this supreme union, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are melded together inseparably. And the opening prayer at Mass today, the ancient prayer that we use, called the Collect, to kind of kick off the Mass, it said, "We adore your unity, powerful in majesty." Last week was Pentecost. We thought a lot about the Holy Spirit. Next week, Corpus Christi, we'll think a lot about God the Son. We have different days throughout the year to kind of focus on different member persons of the Trinity. But today, we adore, we worship the force that holds the three together. But Jesus in our gospel talking about baptism today, no surprise. Why? Because in baptism, we enter in this union. We enter into this force that holds the even Godhead together. And that you and I are brought into that reality. Such that it's not us and them, it's just us. And we get experiences. The Trinity is one of those things that you can experience more than you can really ever put words on. I was thinking about our fifth graders. They just graduated from our school on Monday night. And I was telling them, they've been together, most of them, since preschool. And I said, "You guys realize that you're not just friends. You're family. And because you've been together, you love each other, you've gone ups and the downs and the all arounds together, and your family, this force that holds us together." Sam was talking the other day about one of his favorite things of seminary is just this brotherhood, of this under the banner of Jesus Christ, this brotherhood that it's not just like friends, it's brother, it's family, something beautiful. That happens in good Bible studies. I am going to hold up our men of the altar as an example. There's a group of them that comes and prays the rosary every night together. And these high school men on their knees pray. It's beautiful. Like, they're not just friends, they're brothers. And guys, this is the experience of the Trinity that we have when we are alive in God, that we are baptized into this oneness, into this unity. And of course, the church is what we're talking about. That is the family that participates so beautifully in the Trinity, the triune life. That when we're together under the banner of God and in God, that we are unstoppable. You think about the early church, and you got it, we've been reading about that for many days, 50 days in the Easter season, and how these people were brought together and became an unstoppable force, an unstoppable reality of the early church. That's supposed to be us today. And so Jesus wants that the whole world be a part of this. And so he tells the disciples, go and baptize all the nations in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Bring everybody into this unity. Because here's the thing. Remember that bit from Ecclesiastes? He who is alone and falleth hath not another to help him up. Sister Jones' column in the bulletin is very nice this week and every week. But this week I was very moved by what she was saying, is that on our own, we could never get to heaven, period. Our culture holds up this individualistic like thing, like that's what it's supposed to be a lone ranger, do it all, you can do anything. No, you can't, and that's okay that we can't. We're together, and others can supply for my lack, and you know, like all this sort of thing. But the reality that we cannot, if she said, you cannot get to heaven if you're not close to the church, if you're not close to your family, and that we need to be in that unity of the triune life. And that's something for us to consider. That's henosis. The second one is kenosis. And that is that the three persons of the Trinity are always pouring each other out for the others. That the Son is always pouring himself out for the Father. The Holy Spirit pouring himself out for the Son. And like it goes in every which direction. It literally means self-emptying. And that's our call. To empty ourselves, to give of ourselves, and to pour ourselves out for others, and most importantly, for God. And that's what we see in the Trinity. This endless pouring out, that the Son doesn't exist just for the Son. He exists to glorify the Father. The Holy Spirit doesn't exist by himself over here, but is continuously proceeding from the Father and the Son and pouring himself out on them. And that together, they're all pouring themselves out. And that's us too. We who are baptized into the triune life are meant to do the same thing. And so today, as just a way of ending, maybe just think about those two words, henosis and kenosis. Am I a part of a henosis? Am I a part of a group of people under the banner of God who exist to glorify the Lord, and who together I would say that I'm not just their friends, I'm family with them, and that we are all about God, and that's our thing. And number two is this kenosis. Am I pouring myself out? Am I always looking for opportunities to serve and not to be served? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.